had a friend who was a professional burglar way back in Yorkshire, when we lived in Yorkshire in the north of England. And he told me how to sign on and keep on for a long time, which I did. And then after a while, they got very suspicious of me and said that they wanted to give me psychological tests and psychiatric tests, because anyone who was unemployed that long must be crazy or lazy, which is reasonable. And so it was either stop the money or go along with them and let them do the test. So I did all these aptitude tests so they could tell me what job I ought to have.
What did they come up with?
Well, it was the perfect answer, because at the end, is it still working? Yeah? Oh. At the end of it, they had lots and lots of 100 questions, and there was 3 alternative answers, and I had to put the pin through the square for the answer you wanted to give least and the one you wanted to give most. And they were really obvious the way they were trying to angle it. It would say, if you were working on the local amateur theatre play, would you rather sell tickets at the door, be the producer, or be the leading actor? So it was clear, were you retiring and shy? Did you have a lot of ambitions and extrovert tendencies, or did you like to be the one in control? I mean, it was so obvious what they were trying to find out. But I did it anyway and stuck pins through, and at the end, it's an American test, by the way. You invented it, so...
We have a lot of them over here for high school aptitude
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's not so common in England, so it was kind of interesting to do. And then they take away all the pages, and there's a pattern of holes on the back. 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 And they look at the pattern and figure out what you're meant to be. 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 No, well, they said at the end that the final result was that I was equally talented to either be everything or nothing. In other words, it didn't tell them anything at all. So then they decided I must be crazy and sent me to the local mental asylum to be tested by psychiatrists. And I knew that if they decided I was crazy, they could keep me in. But they gave me 6 months of money until I had to go there. And then the day I was meant to go, I went on the wrong day and told them, I really didn't realise it was the wrong day. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, is it Thursday? I thought it was Wednesday. So they gave me looks as if to say, we knew he was crazy. We knew he was crazy.